Time to recap Redlow County Commissioners meeting from yesterday morning. County Commissioner Ted Gantz, how you been?
I'm doing well, Rich, and yourself?
Doing good.
Very good.
Budget, huh?
That has been on the agenda a lot for the last few weeks, and we've been working on that pretty extensively. Yes, sir.
And it's going smoothly, about as smooth as you can possibly get it.
You know, it's like anything. This is my first time doing a budget, and as well as Charles Fritchie's, and so lots to learn and lots to understand and take in, and it's a tough balance to make sure that everybody's getting the resources they need and to provide good services to the people and then again not to go overboard and get too much in there. So
happens every year, and sometimes you say yes, sometimes you got to say no.
Yeah, I know, that's the problem. Yep, it's just everybody can't get everything they want. You bet.
Let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. Anything on citizens' comments?
Yeah, Andrea Pennock stopped by, and she just had some concerns with the preliminary budget for the sheriff's office. It was a large jump from the previous year, and in large part Kevin's trying to get the department back on its feet and get some deputies and get those deputies some resources, and so we visit a little bit about that and hopefully we get Kevin what he needs and keep people happy.
Are his numbers better now as far as deputies with the sheriff's department?
Yeah, we're looking right now. He's got only one still working the street. He's got a second one coming on the 18th of August that'll be graduating from the training academy. And then what I've been told is there's two more coming. So okay, we could have upwards of four total. So that'll be good. That it's been a little bit since we've had a crew like that. So that'll be good. We're excited.
Review miscellaneous accounts payable claims. That happens every meeting. Board of Equalization meeting canceled. As far as the rest of the agenda, you had a lot of meeting with a lot of folks. We'll start first, Redlow County Fair Board Manager Giles Bowman.
Yeah, Giles Bowman stopped by along with Rhonda Graff from the McCook Community Foundation. Stopped by, and the McCook Community Foundation actually donated $28,000 for the screen for the Cars Under the Stars program. So we have now a projector, and then now the screen. So hopefully here in the near future we'll get that rolling. We'll have some drive-in theater nights, and so we're pretty excited about that. And we thank the McCook Community Foundation for that donation, and we accepted that as the board. So
Josh Mullen on dealing with the weeds and taking maintenance on that, right?
Yep. Josh Mullen stopped in. It's a budget hearing for both weed department and then also household hazardous waste. So we discussed the budget there. We'd like to, and some of the changes we'd like to see with weed, we'd like to play a little more proactive role and not as reactive. And we'd like to get out and do a little bit more spraying in the road ditches and in our areas of right of ways for noxious weeds and weeds that, you know, obviously this year with the rain, between the flooding and the rainfall, everything's growing well in the road ditches. In some spots, it got a little dangerous where the weeds were getting a little tall. So we visited with him about it, you know, for the future, if we could get in there and get some of that sprayed down. So not necessarily just the tall weeds, because we're still going to continue mowing, but some of the noxious weeds that may be present in the ditch. And then we also discussed household hazardous waste, and you know, we've discussed this quite a little bit, and as a board we're still uncertain what we're doing with the program. Obviously he wanted to know for the remainder of the budget year, at least for the first half, and so we committed to a contract continue doing pickups across the state of Nebraska. And so we're going to look into our insurance, because we need to get that environment and pollution insurance, or at least a rider on our policy for him to safely do that. And so we've tasked him with looking into that. And then also we just agreed to let it to go through this fiscal year, and we'll see what we do in the future for the program and what we're going to do with it there.
Love the rain, but man, the weeds. Oh my God.
The weeds,
gosh.
And you know, it's
unreal.
It's you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Obviously we need a lot of rain, and I'm glad when we get it, because it's like we talked about, it's been so long since we've had good rainfall. Been a wonderful year. It's been nice, cool temperatures and lots of rainfall, and so that's great. Obviously I cringe a little bit thinking about the road situation always when it happens, but you know what, you take the good with the bad, and we'll take it. You bet.
We mentioned Sheriff Kevin Darling, the budget hearing with four deputies and a sheriff. He was there as well.
Yep. We stopped in, and Kevin, we had a couple different proposals, and for this year, again, not just so it's not such a large jump in budget totals. What we so far have agreed to, again, all these are preliminary. We haven't signed off on any of it. But so far we're looking at four deputies and one sheriff as far as the budget is concerned for personnel in that regards. It's a good starting point, and as it continues to grow and evolve, then we'll take a little bit at a time. And that's kind of what we're looking at.
Dan Miller, CPA Dan Miller, on a budget workshop.
Yep, Dan Miller stopped by, and Dan's a lifesaver because he keeps us in shape. I mean, with some of the stuff he goes over, I mean, it's definitely needed professional help in that regards. And so Dan keeps us on the straight and narrow and lets us know where our numbers are sitting. So it's definitely needed to have him around and guide us in this process, you bet.
Brett Warren with 2020 Technologies Instruction on GPS, cell phone, and payroll system.
We voted on this a while back, and now we're just getting around to implementing it. So the road crews are all going to be carrying cell phones that not only are GPSed for their location, but also have a Lantham on it, and it's a payroll system. So essentially when they come to work, they clock in and clock out on that phone, and then it automatically goes up to the clerk's office, to Haley Wilkinson up there at the clerk's office, and she'll, it won't be manual input anymore. It'll be just allow for them to do that electronically over the phone.
And then regarding the resolution regarding the proper use and disciplinary action for misuse of those cell phones.
Yeah, exactly. We drafted up a resolution, number 1484, book 23, page 79. We do have a cell phone policy with the county, but this is a little bit different beast with it being GPS and that sort of thing. So we adopted that resolution there.
All right. Consent agenda had a few items there as well.
Yep. The consent agenda items were approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners meeting. Item number two was approved miscellaneous accounts payable claims. Item number three was authorized chairman's signature on county road occupancy agreement for Plains Energy, Inc. Item number four was authorized chairman's signature on county road occupancy agreement for Cambridge Telephone. And item number five was authorized chairman's signature on letter of support for the Southwest Weed Management. And so we voted and approved all those things. Yes, sir.
District Court Clerk's monthly revenue reports.
Yeah, that amount was $1,417.05, Rich.
All right. And that took care of the agenda. I got a note here. Armor coating taking place pretty soon.
Yes. Armor coat project, their tentative dates are the week of August 14th. Just a reminder of some of the roads we're going to be doing is Road 386, which a lot of people know by East 11th, and then also a half mile of Road 719, which is they're going east towards the Calabria addition. We'll also be doing Road 380, which is also referred to as Perry Grain Road. And we will also be doing Drive 715 and Road 384, which is also known as Federal Avenue. So the week of August 14th, we'll be having those projects. I talked to the contractor, B&H, out of Scott City, Kansas. They said they will not be shutting down traffic, but a lot of that traffic will be one-lane traffic. So please be careful and be patient with those guys out there.
This is the first of four meetings for the month of August. Planning on getting through all four?
I do believe so.
Okay.
Yep. We'll have four meetings this month. We had five last month, month of July. We elected with the budget and everything just to go those five Mondays. So, and oftentimes it's needed. So
once again, county commissioners meet every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the Redalow County Courthouse, and the public always invited to come on by.
Absolutely, Rich. Everybody's invited to stop on in.
All right. Thanks for coming by, sir.
Thank you.